Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Yeah, we were talking a little about Eddie Murphy. You guys can feel free to, throughout the show, throw in your thoughts on it. Thought it was interesting because I just was blindsided by your guys' opinion on it. But we're going to get back to Ravens right now. Let's go out to the phone lines and start with Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the fan.
Thanks, buddy. Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
How's it going?
Good.
So for me, I'm just going to cook real quick. I think the Colts are the Cinderella team. I think the Denver Broncos are just a street-fighting team that can beat anybody if they want to. I think the Ravens are definitely a dark horse, but with a lot of potential. Most importantly, I think the Buffalo Bills are the fraudulent team. They'd have the number one easiest schedule if we hadn't have been on their schedule as the Ravens. So that's kind of my plethora of teams that I think could win it, fellas.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate the phone call because, yeah, I mean, look, I've got people asking me all the time, like, you think the Colts are for real? And I said, look, you can sit here and say what you want. They might have the best player in football right now in Jonathan Taylor. I mean, he should be a front runner for the MVP, but I understand he's a running back and they want to give it to a quarterback. Their defense is playing better. They made a huge move to try to better their team this year. I think they gave up way too much. Mm-hmm. But they've got a lot of nice pieces of the team. Offensive line's good. Their defensive line's good. They stayed relatively healthy, knock on wood for their sake. I just wonder, does he turn into a pumpkin later on this season, Daniel Jones? Because his last two games haven't been what you'd normally expect from him. I mean, last game's fine, but like some turnovers, some poor play. I just can't. I think you got to lose before you can win, and I don't think the Colts are there yet.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't really seen them in action. I've seen highlights, obviously, but I do see where they are. I mean, 8-2 is 8-2.
Yeah.
And they've been pretty impressive, and Jonathan Taylor should be the MVP.
Now, as it stands.
I don't want to hear about Drake May and, you know, Jonathan Taylor should be the MVP. They have to address this eventually, but they won't.
No.
They won't.
It's a quarterback-driven award.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. He wants to tell us who he thinks coming out of the AFC. You got the Cowboys?
Nah, okay. Man. Come on. See, y'all bring the Cowboys up first, man. See?
Yeah, that's my fault.
Hey, but listen, man, I would like to say the Ravens, man, but I don't want to sound like a homer. But I just can't see it, man, with this offensive line. You say we last in the sacks, right? Leading sacks.
Tied
for last. So I just don't see it. And let me get y'all opinion on something else, right? How would y'all feel if EDC did go out and give up what the Packers gave up for Parsons and that lack of production? Would you be disappointed right now?
The lack of production.
Nah, well, that's always. A risk, man. That's always the risk when you have the ability to use your hindsight. You go out. Sounds like Micah Parsons was a premier pass rusher. You get him. It seemed like a dumb trade for the Cowboys. Then he goes to Green Bay and does nothing really. Hypothetically, say EDC made a deal, gives up valuable draft picks, and picks up Max Crosby. And he comes here and he ends up with 6 sacks for the year or something. Is it worth? No. But it could happen. I mean, it could happen. I don't know if it would happen with Max Crosby, but,
if he finishes the season with 12 and a half sacks, is it a good year for
Crosby?
For Parsons?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, he's
good year for anybody.
That's what he's on pace for right now. He's got 6.5 sacks. Every year is not going to be a 20 sack season or like the upper double digits, but
You had 12 sacks a season. You're a Hall of Famer.
And by the way, I'll go back to it. Rashawn, he won a game single-handedly against Arizona.
Yeah.
He was out of his mind that game.
But I'm dead serious. If you get 12 sacks a year and you average that, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I mean, so you play a 12-year career, it's 144 sacks. You're up there with, Strahan and guys like that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Rashawn. Sorry.
I agree, man. But just for the price tag, too, man. We're speaking $47 million, though.
That's the going rate,
just imagine, man. You know, and look at Miles, the guy for the Browns, man. He's earning that paycheck. You know, he had five sacks in one game.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. It's a world where the difference, man, between the two. Even though they're getting paid the same
Miles
money,
Garrett's
man.
The best defensive player in the league.
But last year was debatable. People were debating, it was Parsons, Garrett.
Well,
Parsons,
Aiden Hutchinson was hurt too last year.
Hutchinson.
I think Kyle Hamilton's the best defensive player in the league.
He's going to be. He even may be now, but I mean, just
but again,
people focus on pass rushers
because the sack numbers and pass rushers are so important.
The edge rushers are the quarterbacks of the MVP, right? The defensive player of the year.
I say it all the time: the guys that get paid, the ones that touch the ball, and the ones that touch the quarterback,
and then just touch themselves.
I get paid to do that. I don't get
you
paid
do it for
to
free.
Do it. Anyway, Rashawn, appreciate the call. Did you have something else? Oh, he's gone. Boop. I guess that was Joe said sorry.
He's used to be hung
in my
up
ear.
Once we hung up first.
Yeah. I'm hanging up on you guys. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, what's up, man?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Happy Friday, babe.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe. Is the Ravens' offensive line good enough to get them in the playoffs? And you guys have a good day.
You too, buddy. I think they're good enough to get in the playoffs. I think they're good enough to get in the playoffs.
Get in. You'll get in. You're the weakest division of football right now.
You got to get hot and make a run. If things don't get better, the defense is better than the past four games.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the weakest division of football. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, we thought it was going to be one of the strongest.
Nobody has a positive point differential.
I think the Ravens will by the end of the year, but this has been an awful
end of next
run.
Week. But it's kind of not the point. It's like it's week 11. And everybody's in the red.
Yeah.
In that division, it's unheard of.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Grab another caller here. Let's go to Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, look, we're friends, right? Look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send a Rob in. I just turned the radio on, but we're not going to go there right now. And Jeremy, hey, look, check this out. Let me ask y'all a question, right? This on a serious note.
Yeah.
I want both of y'all to put y'all thinking caps on, right? So, hey, real friends, look. So, you know when we make it, let's say we make it to the playoffs, right? But everybody calling about the same thing, and I'm calling on the same thing, guys. Look, that offensive line, and it scares me. Hey, you know when we get into the playoffs and December games and all that, and it's snow. Hey, let me ask y'all a question. So why or is it possible when you could have made a change or added to it, right? I'm going to ask you a very important question. Why did they did not go out and try to add to it? Because, I don't lie to you. I do not trust that right side. And let me ask you a question, Jerry. Look, both of y'all. Look, so you know in the past, right, when we lost certain games, I hate to go to the past, but the past means past tense. When Lamar under pressure, that's when the mistakes come. And like, let's say certain teams, right? Mm-hmm. He make a mistake from the ball because it's the line, the offensive line. Because look, when my son used to play football, right? And he used to play middle linebacker, all that. But they put him on the line one time. Well, I said, hold up. I'm mad. Right? I'm going to stop. Why are you playing a lot? The coach, somebody had to explain to you, man. It all goes down in the trenches. Defense off the line. So my point is, hey, Jeremy, why did they deny out this offensive line? Was it possible or it's not that easy as we think it is? I ain't got to let you off with it.
Shiloh, appreciate the call. I'll address this with my opinion. You tell me what you think. Because the different things that you'd heard about the Ravens is, all right, so going into the offseason and compensation picks and all those things by getting other players and how it offsets where your draft picks are. And I know people are going to go, okay, draft picks, whatever, make the offensive line better. Everybody wanted him to trade for Kevin Zeitler. The issue is that if you really start looking at this team moving forward, they have a lot of wholesale problems. They have no tight ends on the roster next year.
Yeah.
You know, you're figuring out, can you restructure your quarterback? You know, what's happening with the offensive line? Tyler Linderbaum, do you have a center to replace him on the roster right now?
No.
So now you got to find that. And you're already talking about how you don't like your offensive line. Do you need to start looking for Ronnie Stanley's replacement?
But I don't
want to
get
point?
Rid of Linderbaum. We haven't had a good center in a long time. Price is Matt Burke.
But he's pricing himself out.
But they're hard to find. They're not this faceless thing that's in the middle of a the line. They're really important to make the line calls and stuff.
This is my point about the draft picks.
But addressing offensive line. You can't address everything all the time. That's not possible. This isn't playing Madden. And we had other needs. They addressed the needs we had. I mean, they picked up Malachi Starks. We need safety help. We need safety depth. So you pick
and
up
And they the took the best player available at that point, too.
Yes. You pick up Mike Green. You needed a pass rusher. You also needed inside linebacker help because it was weak. We had Roquan, but Trent Simpson was not that good. So you pick up, you know, Teddy Buchanan, who's a tackling machine. Please, when people say this, I get it. You want everything. You're fans. I totally understand. When you talk about Eric DaCosta, think about who we just drafted. They've all worked out. All of them. That's almost impossible to do. You know how hard that is?
Yeah.
Teddy Buchanan is a starter now. He's an offensive player of the week. Defense player of the week. You got him. Starks is playing really well. Starks has stepped right in. He's learning. He's going to be great. I mean, you got Buchanan and Starks. Mike Green is looking good now all of a sudden. You can't expect these guys to come in and be Myles Garrett the day they walk on the field. It takes time. They have to learn the NFL. But they're all playing. That's not common when people draft. And I think he does an amazing job. He's going to whiff. Happens. But, I mean, I think he does a great job. But you can't draft every position. You don't have that many.
Again, fans are concerned about right now, where the front office has to look at right now, next year, the year after that. It's chess with a salary cap. It is. There's no other way around it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.